Salmon. Okay, so yesterday we discussed the parents' obligation to support their children, and whether that obligation or non-obligation, whatever it is, could come with Meiser money. Today, we're speaking about Jewish education. What is the story with Jewish education? Tuition and Meiser Kesafim. Could that come from Meiser Kesafim money? That's the big thing in the Jewish community today, tuition. You know, it's a big problem, and So let's see. What is the obligation of a parent in terms of his child's Jewish education? That's a very important question. See, Meiser Kesafim is covers every scope of Judaism, basically. You know, so that's why it's a fascinating topic. There's everything, you know, the wedding, the bris milah, the chasana, the pidyon haben, you know, all these things question whether you could use Meiser money for it. So it's, the applications are very multiform. Okay, Adheichan Chayev Adam, says the Gemara on page 1, Kedushin Lamed Amud Aleph. Adheichan Chayev Adam Lilmod Es Beno Torah. So how far does a person have to teach their son Torah? What's the obligation? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kon Zvulun Ben Dan. It's like Zvulun Ben Dan, Rashi says, Talmid Shehaya Bimein. He was a person. In their time, in the Amorim time, Shelemdo Avi Aviv, his grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha, Zagar. So that's mashma that you have to teach your son Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha, Zagar. That's your responsibility. And I guess if you don't have that ability or the time, then that's why you send him to yeshiva, and his rebbe will teach him, or his rebbeim throughout. We'll teach Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha, Saragos. So Meisvei, Limdo Mikra, Inum Lamdo Mishnah. But then we have another statement from some rice of sorts that if you teach your son Chumash, that's it. You don't have to teach him anymore. Chumash. So first you're telling me the chiyuv is like Zvulun Ben Dan, that you have to teach him everything, and now you're telling me you only have to teach your son Chumash. So that's a big difference. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, "Kizvulun Ben Dan, velo kizvulun Ben Dan." In other words, when we said originally like Zvulun Ben Dan, we didn't mean fully Ben Zvulun Ben Dan, but partial Zvulun Ben Dan. Because Zvulun Ben Dan Shalom Do Aviv Aviv, whereas one aspect is Zvulun Ben Dan meaning that even the grandfather is Mechuyev. Whereas if the father doesn't teach him, so the grandfather has to teach him. The locals of Ulam Bandan, the Iluhasa Mikra Mishnah, the Talmud, Allah, the Ragaros, the Ilahacha Mikra Bilvan. So he says that what we meant to say Zvulun Bandan originally doesn't mean in the full sense. It just means that Zvulun Bandan, that his grandfather even taught him, so then the Chiv could go to the grandfather as well. You know, that but maybe not necessarily the great-grandfather or something like that, you know. It's interesting, there's a famous story. Again, you never know whether these stories ever happen, but they say that Rav Eliashiv was once a sandik like a great-great-grandchild, something like that. And supposedly he made a comment that technically I'm not even related, to, you know, because after, you know, you're not considered a Korov anymore. You know, right, different sheets is how far the... There's one sheet that holds the Rashbam, that if it's direct descendant, even Atzol Kol Adoros, you're related. But other sheets say no, that after Shlishi Berishon or something like that, Sheini Berishon, Shlishi Berishon, then you're not necessarily technically a Karov, Lugabi Psule Eidus. Okay, it's just... But, okay, so the Chiyuv Talmud Torah, the father, the grandfather. Okay. But not like Zvulun Benan, that you have a Chiyuv to learn with your son, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachas, Vagaras. All you have to teach your son is Mikra. All you have to teach your son is Mikra. And that's what the Rambam writes here, on page 2. We'll see. Let's get back to it. I don't want to do this Rambam yet until we see the rest. Okay. So let's look before we see the Rambam. let us look in the Torah. You know, let's do the Rambam, because we'll do the Rambam first. Page 2. Halacha Vav. Meimisai Oviv Chai V'lamdo Torah Mish Shiyaske L'dabe V'lamdo Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Shema Yisrael Chakem L'amdo Mad Ma Psukim Psukim Ad Shihye Ben Shesh or Ben Sheva Nakol Ofi Buryo. So he teaches him Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Shema Yisrael, teaches him some psukim until 6 and 7, and then he sends him to cheder. I am minig medina likach malamet tinokas schar. So if the minig is that the malamet tinokas gets paid, which is a minig, no se lo scharam. So you gotta pay. Chay lamdo mischar ad she yikra toshe b'chsav kula. So you have to pay to make sure your son's education goes from Torah Shebek Tav. Is that Chumash? So certainly Chumash. Is it all of Tanakh? And the discussion of Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer has a whole discussion. But for sure Chumash. But Mokom Shem Nogul Lam Torah Shebek Tav B'Schar Mutu Lamdo B'Schar. In other words, so if the minhag mokum is you get schar, so you can learn Torah shebichsav b'schar. Aval Torah shebal peh osur l'lamdo b'schar. So Torah shebal peh, you can't take money for Torah shebal peh. Shenemar ei limati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem ma'ani b'chinam marti afatem madam chinam. Mimedi v'chein shetilmu l'doros l'lamdo b'chinam. K'mo shalomdan zem mimedi. So he said, Torah Shebal Peh is free. The only thing is, like Rav Shechter said, the Gabi, the Ramban by Rofe, that Rofe can't take Schar, he can only take Schar Batala. So, in other words, you take, you know, Schar for how much you're spending teaching Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore you're not enabling yourself to get another job, but that's not getting paid for the teaching. It's paid for the Schar Batala. Or Schar Batala. Right. So he says,
Kens kishem flamdu l'doros lamdu b'chinam. Shemosho l'marati memeni. V'motzav misha yilomdu b'chinam, yilomdu b'scha shenem emes k'nei. If he can't find somebody who will do it for free, then he should pay him. Yechol yiyom en l'chayim b'scha tamu l'omar, al tim g'romad sh'osho lo lamin b'scha afu yishalomdu rabo b'scha. Okay. So technically speaking, it's the chiyuv is Torah Sheh Bechsav, and that you can pay for, and after that, then it's more, much more unclear that whether his chiyuv finishes or you can't even, you know, pay somebody for it. And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 6. Says Shulchan Aruch, Sivav. Ya minag bi'ir shokech melamed tinok eschar. Kai lamdo eschar. Ach yikra Torah shebichsav kulo. Beinu kai lamdo eschar Mishnah u Gemara. But you still have a chiyuv to pay for your son's education to learn Torah Sheh Bechsav. But not Torah Sheh Bal Peh. Then you need to know Efshel to speak away Shaitan, but Efshel play Mitzvah and Murit. Then that is only if you can't afford it. But if you have, you can afford it. Then it's a Mitzvah to teach him or have someone else teach him Mishnah Gemara Halachas Lagodas. Well, what is he saying? He's saying if
you can afford it, you should do the next step. If you can't afford it, obviously you can't do the next step.
Right.
So what he's saying is, Ramah says it's also to do the pay. So he's saying
the opposite. Well, he's saying, let's see. He says, Ayaminik b'yesh lokech lamed tinok eschar, chayav lamdo b'schar. Then he, actually, kor Torah Sheh Bechsav kulo. Ve'enu chayav lamdo Bishar Mishnah Gemara. So there's no chiyuv. Right, but if Efshar lay the mitzvah like Muri Mishnah Gemara. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's the quote here in the Baragol, that's the Torah B'Shem, the Ramah, that there is. Whereas the Ram says that no Torah Sheh Bal Peh, and he's saying no, if you can afford it, then you have a chiyuv even Torah Sheh Bal Peh, or at least a mitzvah. Mitzvah. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, take a look in the tour how he quotes it. You see, first he quotes the Rambam on page 4. Last two lines of page 4. Hayaminik b'yir shalkech melamed tinok eschar, noshi lo eschar. Chayav lamdo eschar sheyikra Torah shebechsav kula. Ve'enu chayav lamdo eschar mishnah v'talmud. Does the Ramah hani mila do afshalai d'chikalei shaita. Efshele chayev l'gmurei. So he writes the lashon chayev l'gmurei.
Mishnah. It's not the same chiyuv, but you're saying even if chikul leishah, you still got to find a way to do the mikra, but you don't got to find a way to do the mishnah gemara.
Right.
So obviously he himself is saying it's a different level of chiyuv.
Right, but he's saying, what Rabbi Walt is saying is that from, you know, this mash from the Rambam, that there's no chiyuv once it comes to mishnah and talmud.
I mean, if Rambam would say it's not a mishnah.
No, so then, no, but if you learn it from the perspective that he's talking about a chiyuv.
Yeah, but if it's a chiyuv, then it should be chayiv. Same way you have to scrounge the money for mikra, why don't you have to scrounge the money for Mishnah Gemara and Rav Altsloga?
So you're saying that.
The Rambam says anything.
Made of chayiv lamdo b'schar one second, but the Ramah says, Hani mili de lo efshar de tinkei shaita from Efshalayim. If he can get the money together, then then it's a chiyuv. Whereas the Rambam, the Chumash is a chiyuv. So then he has to.
If you don't have the money, you're honest. You're honest. If you have the money, so you have to do it.
Right.
Why is he saying that? If you get
so there the seems to be a chiluk, like Rabbi Old is pointing out. But whereas when we finish with the Chumash stage, what's with the Mishnah the Gemara right. stage? So. Masha in the Torah, and I'm also saying that when it comes to the Chumash, that the Rambam is saying that now the Chiyuvim are off the Peskar. And the Ramah is saying, but no, that.
It's the less of
Chiyuv. Right, definitely less of Chiyuv, yeah. But he's saying that there's more of a Chiyuv according to the Ramah than with the Rambam. Right, and that's what you're saying. The Shulchan Aruch is saying not like the Rambam. He's saying like the Ramah. How do you mean a little efshar tchik le'shaita? A little efshar le'mitzvah, which could be chova, because the way the...
It can't really be a chova.
I mean...
That would be like mikra.
Right, so...
You can't say chova by mikra and chova by mishnah, and then be the same thing.
No, because one is saying that...
They're saying hafarka.
How do you mean a little efshar tchik le'shaita? Right, but if Eshalei, and right, in other words, it's still a stronger chiyuv by the mikra. You see,
right.
So the mikra is that's like
you
putting
got it.
You gotta.
You don't say that. You can say I don't have money for mishnah, but you can't say I don't have money.
Right, and the Ramah says that chikre shaita, yeah, but Eshalei mitzvah lagmurei. But if he could. But if he could do it, then he should pay for it. And the Rambam would say that no, the chova stops after. There was
sometimes when it says chayev, it means
right.
Right.
Right. Right. Sorry. There's a sorry. Okay. Yeah. So there is that difference. Oh, so comes the Be'er Sheva. We always say the Be'er Sheva is one of the classical poskim. That, what?
That nobody knows about?
Yeah. That, you know, that is a, but it's a classic, this is a classic, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, maybe it's not as famous as the Rambam and whatever, but it's a classic. He says, "Yomim chalfu umuhiel hevukle aguz." Yeah, these are shaylos shushal to be many. Ruvein amafish meisim chalshalam mirav chosav v'sheiz damlo. So he's mafish meiser. Im rosha lohti mumos hanah believe in bottom of nosav liyosav. Like, could he pay for his son's, the daughter's education? Shem chazal also dakom choleis zehazan bottom of nosav shem tanim. Right? In other words, if food is considered staka, in other words, working not like the Taz, working with the Shach and the Archaim HaKadosh, that giving food after six is staka, and therefore you could use Maisik Safim. And so certainly limud is considered staka, because you might think food is more of a chiyuv, because you can't live without food, even though spiritually maybe you can't live without Torah, but the mice, you know, on the physical level you could. So that's what the Shoal was asking. And the next paragraph he's speaking about buying Sfarim. Okay, let's go to the third paragraph. Pidei Hashem Rishon Rishon Kifi Chol Kachiv Hamut Olai Ach Bekitzim Ruflo Kivez Ben Tzorek Mishash Dai Kav Kol Beprichu Kol Yotim Shover Imo Bekam Atomim Hefrekim Kada the Maise Lechud Ut Stoka Lechud Kim Fursa Mechol Yadesh Seif Hashem Kalukim Zem Yizem Emili Tuba Afilu Fi Mashe Ola Al Daitcha De Maise Ut Stoka Kol Kada Ein Hanidon Dom Lerai Klal El Adram Av Adram Shamrai reverse reverse eight Russia lots in most massa prim bonov cause much you have the score lamed libno lamdo the hino a chief to ship of sab kulo with that's rama to you gam ke mishna gumara allah zagaris in russia lay the lord he go shaita como shkos of hatur zemishim shper shashi hal damrinon otsu stokom khoiz azan barov gnos of shim tanim שתמי ג'ון מלאי הן עליו הצטוק השאינו חי עליו בהם. So he says that when it comes to food, it depends which age you are. More, less than six, more than six. And then he goes through the regular thing we've been saying, that stocker means dafik she'odemos adom she'enu chayev, chol gomer. V'icha chazan bono v'nosom she'em chusi m'she'e sh'lo mikrit stocker. Ke'em etchu chayev l'zunom. The end of ke'finu l'zunom. M'she'en ke'em, but then, next page, page 8, gami v'hi yiseir mel she'e shonim, do ke'finu l'zunom. So then you don't have a chayev anymore. So that's what we always say. Whenever there's a chiyuv, then that's not, you can't use the meiser money. It says, Hashem zochin l'din she'enu asher lahotzi mos a meiser l'nimid bonav kem shuchayiv chol gomer she'yumud lebno Torah uluskor melamin lebno lamno Torah she'nemel madem osamas b'nechem kvar kosov avdos mayim b'ni t'kafin olav lamno uluskor melamin lebno t'maishno hayesei shol matem b'yesei d'sukka v'lulam. It's a mitzvah essay. You got to do it. Just like you got to take lulav and sukkahs, so you got to teach your son Torah. Or if you can't do it yourself, you pay tuition. Right. So, Mela. It's only when there's a chova. So then you can't fulfill your chova with the most mice. And then he says, Okfi Anirim Pedimah Proshkim, page 8 of the right column, last paragraph. Yeshul Meiser Din Meiser Oni Mishum the Meiser Zeh Shaykh La Niyim Dafka Chaim Pasuk Ramah Ein Lassas Meiser Shol Dvar Mitzvah the Mariel. You have to give it to the Niyim. So he says Mashum Lehedja on top line on the right left side page 8 She'ed Roshay Lehotzi HaMeiser Lishum Dvar Mitzvah Lo Belim Banav Vnosav Lo Kli Esfarim Din Meiser Oni. If you hold it's like Meiser Oni, it's for Niyim. Tiny bit of sefta. Kosikel Himashkos Arash, the Induk Shakosim Sifre Torah, Malicham Sob Vesa Knesses, Likos Maram Mitzvah, says they close. The Russian's famous sheet is today we don't have the Mitzvah, Ikam Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is buying Svar, because we don't learn from the Sefer Torah anymore. So we got to, So that's really the whole idea of Kisru as Ashira Zos is Lomdom from Bnei Yisrael. We're not learning from our Sifrei Torah. So now the Rosh says we have to be firm because to be able to learn. So he says that buying svarim is not called staka, because you chayv to staka means only thing, staka means something you're not chayv to do. He says, but today buying svarim you chayv to do, and when meila there's a chiyuv shem shadol mikrit staka bishazon bonav unosav, and similarly if you're the finest of kids under six, so that's not staka because that's a chiyuv. So basically, that's his approach. That so those were the two shailas that he was dealing with. One shaila was whether he could leave with banav or benosav. And then whether he can buy svarim with the Sifrei Kodesh. So he says, well, to learn Torah, so that's tolay on when there's a chiyuv or not. So if you're saying that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramah, so that the Rambam is saying that after that you don't have a chiv anymore after Torah Shebichsav, so then according to that, then you can use the Maisa. If you hold like the Ramah that there is a chiv even after Torah Shebichsav, so then you can't use the Maisa money.
All you have is Maisa money, you don't have the Ramah, then you don't have a chiv.
Right. And then he takes Svarim, he thinks that's a real Chova. It's a real Chova. So if it's a real Chova, then you can't take it from the Maestro. Okay, take a look now, and the Pri Yitzchak also on page 17 and 18. That's Rav Yitzchak Blazer, the Talmud of the Yisrael Salanter. So he wrote a Tshuva Sefer called Pri Yitzchak, Isaac Blazer, 1840 to 1906. So he's big into the end of the Tshuva, page 18. He's up into this Mutter Lefarnes Bonav Shehem Yisein Al Sheish, the Lokataz. He's a shock person. But after six, it's stuck up. So you can give most Meisim. And the same thing, if you want to hire a tutor for your son, 15-year-old son, he wants to learn Gemara. He wants to learn Gemara, so you send him to yeshiva. You don't send him to public school. So he says, so then, if you all like the Rambam, it's only Toshim Ksav. Be'erchai Lomo Beskar, Mishnah Gemara. Then he says what?
That's Dola. Please say, what did Yochel Shalom Schal Limud Abur Bedola Mishnah of the Gemara? Came to the Chikul Shaita. After the Epshalo, Mitzvah the Mishnah Gemara Halacha Ragada. The Kamokom came then Kopen Mosa, Allah Halachi of Rech Mitzvah Chude, Mutter Shalom in Mos Maisa.
So he's saying that even the Ramashit is not, it's not a chov. It's a... it's a mitzvah. So the Mela, that we're not going to be kofah on this, because the real kfi is only on Torah Shebech Sal. So we're not going to be kofah, so it's a mitzvah. So then you can take from Mos Maiseh. But for the one, but before he gets to that stage, then it's a chov gomer for the Torah Shebech Sal realm. Teaching, once they get to a certain point, and then Mikra falls away, and then they start. I think Mishnah they go to, they started too early. I hope. They're still getting ready with the Chumash. So why are we bringing in the. Wait with the Mishnah. Wait with the. You know.
Every one of my grandsons is still learning Mishnah.
Earlier. Right. It's. You know how it is. The more yeshivas in school, the more the Torah Shalom test starts earlier. Like in the modern Orthodox day schools, when I went to Yeshiva Flatbush, so we started Gemara in 6th grade. We had Mishnah in 5th grade. I think my son, I think, what was it, in 3rd grade already? I mean, it was like, it's a little much, you know.
But it is not for boys.
Yeah, we got to get, you want to know about girls. And we talked and said we should speak about girls. Okay, so... let's see what we have here for girls. I have something here for girls. You know, I didn't have to. I had for girls was about the mother. One second. He has here, let's say, it's not what you're asking, but he has it here at the bottom of page 21, but this is something different. So we'll get to your question in a second. Eivshen is chayva, the bottom of page 21, Chavzayin. Eivshen is chayva, the sapek tzorchei b'na. The woman of the grusha, she is chayva, the legal, the whole tzorchei b'na, the sapek, the chalal tzorchei, the stomach of schar, the mudo. So we say the couple's divorced, and she has the... And the way the settlement was, is the woman is in charge of all the son's needs. So a woman came to the stipler, and she asked him, "Ima hichnisa also lecheder v'shalos mori v'rabi." So that's all the stipler, page 22. Yimichol l'shalem eschah halibim mimos meister shalom. She's in love the Torah buto alav. This is not your show, this is a different aspect of the question. Question about the Chiyuv Talmud Torah. The Chiyuv Talmud Torah is only on the father. So then Mimela, the mother, doesn't have a Chiyuv Talmud Torah. And now she is the one who's in the divorce settlement. She's the one who's taking the kids and paying for school, whatever the waste, whatever settlement was there in the case. It's her obligation. They can send to Chinuch Atzmai for free. You know, that's like the you know, like public school in America. So you can send it for free, and she'll fulfill her whatever the requirement, the legal requirement for her to be Chinuch. She could send it to a Chinuch Atzmai school. Shama Chinuch Mechinim. But the fact that she wants to send him to you know, a better place, That's what he said. In other words, she has to take care of the chalukah was that she's taking care of the kids, so that she could send them to a school that's for free. And if she wants to send the doctor this particular yeshiva for his better, because she thinks it's better for him, so that's not a chova that was placed on her from her obligation of taking care of the custody or whatever. So then that's her own thing. So then that could come from most mice.
The father could get the other way.
And they have to at least pay a pocket for the minimum, and I think they should pay on to the better school from Meister. For the whole thing can be used.
Once you're going to a better yeshiva. So you say you can use that. So Rabbi Tuchman is pointing out that you could pay that from Meister money because the chova from the obligation was just you could send them to a Chinuch Atzmai school.
Like hire a lawyer. Hire a tutor.
Yeah, but that will cost you.
Yeah, but just for Mitra.
Right. And the question you were asking is, what about for the girls? So the simple shot, you know, I don't know if this people like to hear this, but maybe they don't have a chiyuv at all. Let's see. When the Rambam here is saying the the simple shot of the Rambam here is what? Is only for a son. For a daughter, there wouldn't be any chiyuv. I mean, when the Rambam has these halachas, he doesn't chayav liskor b'no l'lamdo. One second. If you look at the Rambam on page 3, Halacha Yud Gimel. Isha Shalom the Torah, Yesh was Schar, Avalaydach is Schar Ha'ish, Yesh Shalom the Tzavis. Kol Osa Dov Shedem, Tzuvah Lov Oso, Say Scharok is Schar Ha'am, Tzuvah Shosa, Apoch Zimmer. Avalaydach is Yesh was Schar, Tzivah Chachom Shalom, Yimlan Odom is Vito Torah, Mizay Shirov Anoshim Rein Dayt in Kuvanos, Islamed, Elhem Motsiyas, Tzivah 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 Havoy, Fiyadiyas, title. Amul Chacham Kol Manas Mito Torah Hino Lamdu Tifus Hamed Ram Umur Mitorah Shabal Peh Toshim Chsav Lo Yilmar Oso L'Chathila L'Chathila you shouldn't teach her Torah Shim Chsav either. The Lamda, it's not a negative. L'Chathila you shouldn't teach her anything. And now the question is, how does this fit in our society, you know, because in our society, she doesn't know anything, you know, it's likely she won't be pro, you know. I mean, obviously she has to, like the basic language, she has to know halachas. She has to know that the Shabbos and the kashrus, you know, she has to know those things, but that's just functional. That's not a chiyuv of learning. That's, she has to know how to live a Jewish life, but anything beyond that, question is like Toshim Chsav. Are you talking? You're going to tell me that you can have a woman who never heard of the Akedah and never heard of Sama Stabber, right? But why? Why does she have to? Why does she have to know about the Akedah? Maybe that's part of Achiv of Amuna or whatever. But I mean. Let's just talk about the Rambam. I'm not saying that there can't be other shittas out there. You know, I remember Rabbi David Willow told us, Dr. Belkin said, you know, Chilim Lamda Tiflus, but better our Tiflus than their Tiflus. You know, and that was, you know, the big movement of Sar Shnera with the Chafetz Chaim and the whole thing. That was a big, you see, we're so far removed from that. But in other words, the fact that you're having girls basiako over that, and they're learning whatever they're learning, that was a chiddush for its time. We're so far removed from that original, you know, jump. You know, so no one's going to say, oh, really? We should send all our daughters, you know, to public school because what do they have to learn Torah? So in our society, if they're going to do that, they're not going to be frum. So they have to do that. It's but it could be, in a society that's totally Torah-dic, you know. Again, it's hard for someone to hear this, because we're now living in such a society. Then all a girl needs to do is to know what she has to fulfill, and she doesn't have to. No Toshim of Sab or Toshim of Pah. Yeah, I mean, like the Beis Yaakov that the girls here come, even the, you know, they're teaching Ramban and they're teaching, but I don't know if the Beis Yaakov and Bnei Brak is teaching the same thing with Beis Yaakov in Yerushalayim is.
I cannot picture teaching Toshim of Russia.
Right. It's a hereditary Shalom Pes. So how can you? But I'm asking something even more basic. I'm asking, as you're saying, but Medrav of Toshim Shalom Pes. Toshim Chsav Lo Yumar Osol Chativa. Now, so So how you?
Every kid can read what the story is.
But are you mechuyev to? What's the chiyuv of? For
the emunah.
Okay, maybe.
Or for a basic yidden.
So what's included in the Torah about b'chsav that lo yumen osol lechatchila? The text. But you should still be aware of
basic emunah. She should know who the avos are. She should know.
Even the Rambam. We're talking about the Rambam. We're speaking to the Rambam now. We're speaking to the Rambam.
No, I mean, I would assume the woman still has to know. She has to know
the Nesamazic.
She has to
know all the
She has to know the Shabbat, and she's saying, okay, Abraham will came to the day.
You know who they are.
Yes, the Nisik of
Muda. Right, but she has a key of...
She can't not know about other Sinai.
I'm
talking
about the
Rambam.
I can see that.
But she can't not have heard about other Sinai, which we can't do.
Right.
She has to know the basic things.
Well, why don't you see a key of Muda with Meister?
Right, so it's more of a head.
Right, exactly.
The less of a key of Muda, the more reason I give Meister.
But then he says,
the fact that this is
Rolling
Russian
shows
that it's not our
fault.
It's rule.
Right.
But it may depend on
society. Right. The first one. Yeah. Amr first you're telling me the Rambam says that she has chai, because it's not, it's like Eda Matuva Bosa. But then it's like a din rabbanon that they said, you know,
advice.
Chachamim giving advice, don't do it. Now it could be today they're giving advice, do it. Because today if you don't do it, you're going to send your kids to your daughters to public school. So in the old days, that's where everyone went. Even the Rabbanim's kids, went to public schools in those days. But then the Chacham said, it's a mitzvah, but you should stay away from that mitzvah. It's Eid HaMitzvah, and we're recommending that you, like Rabbi Tavon said, to stay away from that. So the question is, Bizman Azeh, to send your daughter to some type of Jewish education, if you want to say today, is that a chovah today?
No, so they have it's a mitzvah without you.
Yeah.
So you get
your
daughter pregnant,
you
get your
mitzvah. Right.
The question is
how
would
you need
the
mitzvah? The
question is
how would
you do it?
Well, you can do it. Right, so if we want to say that Gdol Yisrael Paskin, that it's not tiflus, as man is there, and therefore, You could do it. So once we got to that stage, that we could do it, so then maybe there's a chiyuv to do it. Because how do you take away the issur? There were two things.
Because the issur
was advice. So now we're saying,
maybe the advice for nowadays is.
There was, is there what to say that, in terms of our topic, my successor, that the tuition for the son, say at least at elementary school, and he's still learning mikra, that tuition can't come from Meiser, because it's a chova, and the girl's tuition could come from Meiser, because the girl's tuition is not a chova.
Right. That's what we want to say.
Yeah.
And even the boys were saying that once they learn Gemara land.
So then.
That's like sixth grade. History.
Yeah, well, by that time they're relinquishing Chumash.
Or it's
Poikis. It's Poikis for Hoylach,
Like, certainly by the time you're in high school, it's gone. Kibbutz is out of it. So then all these things would have ramifications about you know, Meiser money. Okay, it's a fascinating topic, but it's interesting. Like, when in certain communities, it's called to the right, and you know, in other communities, like B'nai Brak community, it's different than Yerushalayim community. Where, you know, like Beis Yaakov in Yerushalayim, so they want the girls to know Rambans and things like that. And in the B'nai Brak community, I don't think they're interested in the girls to know Rambans and things like that. Even though the Chasam Sofer says the Ikar Buddha we get is from learning Ramban, but the question is, also the question is, how is it taught? Is it taught, you know, to give a Buddha, or is it taught? Well, the Chasam Sofer is saying that the Ikar.
It doesn't depend on the. You know, the same way that Chacham said he would love a tiflos, I'm saying that maybe the fellows they would say different.
Right. The Chafetz Chaim was the one, you know, or was, you know, that Kufa with it. That was, we don't realize how a monumentous jump that was to the Beis Yaakov movement. But I guess it makes sense, because it's not like the Jewish girls who were in the public schools. If it would be for NCSY, then probably all these Jewish girls in the public schools would be intermarried. So you can't say that, therefore, so it could be, it is a chovah to send them, you know, the way our society is. Because it's hard to believe that, you know, Beaker did, you can really go to the public schools. And it's just, you know, you want to decide, that's your decision. But really, it could be, it's a chovah. Not al Talmud Torah, but it's a chovah mitzad, being, you know, like the disciples said, in the old days, you got your Shemaim was on the streets. Today, the Yerushalayim is not on the streets, so you got to get it someplace else. So, and the Medina requires that we, I don't mean there itself, I mean the Medina here requires education. So this is the best situation. That's why we open up, you know, even the day schools are tremendous. The day schools this is not my chiddush, others have said this, far overreached what they were initially intended for. I mean, the initial intended for, as you know, so people shouldn't intermarry. That's what some have said. But we far outdid that. I mean, a lot of Talmidei Chachamim even came from day schools. We did more than the expectation. Then you have to speak to the old Mechanchim to, you know how things were, you know, the old days, remember Joseph Kamenetsky days and things like that. Okay, it's another interesting topic.